Epilogue. "I'm not staying," Ben says emphatically. He knows Leia has been expecting this, which makes it doubly frustrating that she insists on arguing the point. "It's too dangerous still," she says. "We don't know if there are more spies. They may be waiting for you to return." "I can't run the planet from a military base in the middle of nowhere." Ben folds his arms and leans back in his chair. They've been having the same argument for days now. He knows how close Leia is to invoking Poe, her trump card, and he's waiting for it. The Alliance had hoped to bring stability and strength to New Alderaan with a regent, she says. "But they aren't going to fall apart without you there. Give it some time. Let us root out the Order's men and women." "Now more than ever, New Alderaan needs to be strong," Ben says. "That means a ruler who stays in the face of danger, not one who stays in hiding for the first year of his rule. And you need allies out there. They can't elect a senator without my vote, and you'll be well served by someone in the Senate who can lobby for you." "Are you saying you'll do as I suggest and make sure your pick gets the office?" She lifts her eyebrows at him. He sighs. "Yes, exactly." "You may be getting the hang of politics," she mutters. "Good thing, since I'm getting out of them." "Don't worry," he says. "You can still run New Alderaan from behind the curtain. And Leia." She looks up. Her hair is pulled back from her face in a tight bun at the nape of her neck. And even in her plain jacket, she looks every inch the general they've titled her. He feels a fierce pang. "I'll be fine," he tells her. She smiles. "Yes, you will be." "By the way," he says, "I'm taking your best pilot. He's flying me back." "Well, as long as you return him." She flicks open her accounting reports and Ben stands. "I'm keeping him an extra few days," he says. "I think we're due a honeymoon." The end.